Back here at the TT Grandstand then, we are 18 minutes away from the start of the Metzler Super Twin TT Race 1. One rider who will not be participating in that is Stephen Parsons. He stopped at Cronk-Namona in the Super Stock races and confirmed he will not be participating in this race. So Stephen Parsons isn't going to be an additional non-starter to those I am about to give you. The non-starters on pages 68 and 69 in your programme for the Metzler Super Twin TT Race 1. Non-starters are numbers 2, 4, 21, sorry, 10, 2, 4, 10, 21, 25, 29, 30, 38, 40, 42, and 48. We will just go through those first ones again as I missed out number 10 there. So 2, 4, 10, and 21 were the first four. And we can also now add in Stephen Parsons, number 34, an additional non-starter, having retired from the Super Stock race. Changes of rider, number 20, Sean Anderson will replace Francesco Caringa. Of course, Francesco injured earlier this season and not able to make TT, so he is replaced by Sean Anderson. And a change of machine, number 47, Pete Murray switches from an Aprilia in your programme to a Yamaha R7. So Pete Murray at number 47 will now ride a Yamaha R7. Let's go down to Beth.
I'm just sitting here now with David Brooke. David, this has been possibly one of the longest days in history, we're saying. How are you feeling right now?
We were just sat yawning, actually, me and Max. It sort of wears you out a little bit. I mean, I've not really done anything, but yeah, you do get tired, but I'll soon wake up once I get to the bottom of Brail, I'm sure.
How's your week been overall?
It's been difficult. Struggling with laps with only having the Super Sport Super Twin entry, so you're sort of diluting your laps. You can't get on either bike, you feel guilty for one or the other. So we focused on the Super Sport.
All remaining bikes for the start.
And I'm pleased with that. It's we've improved the bike. I just need laps now and to find some sort of rhythm. It's difficult with two laps. I feel like I'm only just getting going really once I've had that pit stop, but see what I can do.
Do you know, it's so tough, isn't it? Because we keep saying it takes so much to get here, and it must just feel like, yeah, a bit of a letdown when you've had the week that you've had.
Yeah. Hopefully I can do a good job and get a big bike entry for next year, and then I'll probably be complaining about getting too many laps.
I hope it goes really well for you today.
Cheers.
Thanks very much, Beth. Okay, let's just take you down to the qualifier because we're only just under 15 minutes now away from the start of this race. Fastest in qualifying, Michael Dunlop on the MD Racing pattern, 80 minutes 31.8, 122.159 last Friday. Mikey Evans is then the second fastest on the Dafabet Kawasaki, 121.426. That is just under 7 seconds slower than Dunlop. Dominic Herbertson then on the Melbray Racing pattern at 121.1 is third fastest. Fourth fastest, Mike Brown on the KMR Jack Reed Cars Kawasaki, the Ryan Farquhar machine, 120.816. And fifth fastest, Davey Todd on the Malenko by Padgett's pattern. Malenko making their debut in this class, 120.3 miles per hour. Just before we head back down to the ground, we just take a pause to remember Northern Irishman Tommy Robb, who passed on last December. A winner of the 1973 Lightweight 125 TT and five-time Northwest 200 winner, who then went on to be a very popular TT commentator. Many who recall the time will have fond memories of Tommy. And of course, this Super Twin class is essentially our current version of the lightweight class. But it's Dunlop we've got at the top of the qualifying times, Mike Booth. He's the one we're all probably got eyes on here.
It is, but I'm looking forward to seeing what Michael Evans can do on the Kawasaki, because it's easy to think that you need to be on a Pattern S1R to win the Super Twin race at the TT, because they do tend to have that bit of extra performance compared to the other bikes. But Michael Evans is proving that not to be the case on his Kawasaki.
Okay, let's get back down to the ground to Beth and Chris to soap up the atmosphere ahead of this Metzler Super Twin TT Race 1.
You just mentioned about machines, Mike. There's 9 Pattons, 9 Kawasaki's, 18 Aprilias and 6 Yamahas coming to the line this evening for this Metzler lightweight. I don't know, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm going to grab a quick word if we can with the number 9 rider. This is some old memories going on here. Ryan Farquhar and Keith Amore should not lumps out of each other on the national scene. You can move out of the way, he's more important than you, big man.
Thank you, big man.
It's all right, Keith Amore there. Ryan, you're the first person to win this lightweight TT trophy way back in 2012.
It makes me feel old.
We're both getting on, aren't we? How's it going on the Jack Reed cars machine? How's Mike been?
Aye, so far we've done, I think, 5 laps in total, and every time he's been out in the bike, just doesn't want to change, and just a couple of tweaks here with levers and that, and, you know, we've done all we can. We're just, you know, it's been a long, hard day for everybody, and long, hard week, really, with the wet weather, but we've done everything we can. We just need a bit of luck now, and hopefully Mike can get settled in after getting off the big bike, and, you know, it's a short race, and I think it's whoever's going to be there from the... You know, from the drop of the flag, I think it'll be the winner.
Got to ask you, is this the bike that Richard Cooper, was that the Northwest, or is it the spare one?
No, it is the. It's actually, there's a bit of a mix-up in the GPS units, and you know, the GPS unit we got given to us at the start was put onto the what was the spare bike, so then we had to call this the spare bike, you know. But this is the bike that Richard won the Northwest on, so hopefully Mike can have a good steady run. The main thing is he's safe and all the other riders safe, but it would be nice seeing him up on the aluminium.
Let's see. Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There's Ryan Farquhar then. So his rider is, of course, Mike Brown at number 9. Beth.
I'm just standing next to Joe Yeardsley. Just wonder, sorry Joe, just grab a quick word with you. Talk us through your day so far.
Yeah, it's just can't wait to get going now. It's been a tough qualifying for everyone for obvious reasons with the weather, but I've gone backwards on my smaller bikes with the big bike, which we knew was going to happen this year, so it's hopefully we can get dialed in on this. It's nice just to concentrate on one bike, isn't it, rather than jumping off other ones. So yeah, just gonna be as smooth as I can and try my best, and that's all I can do.
And now you know it's only 2 laps, what's the plan?
You just got to go from the start, haven't you? These are a case of keeping them going, isn't it? You know, they are on the limit, and the longer races, sometimes if you break down and you can move up a bit. But yeah, everyone's just going to go from the start, and it's going to be a tight race with the top boys up the front, and we'll do what we can from behind and take what we can.
Tell you what, it's much nicer up here on Glencrutchery Road than it was earlier, and actually there's a little bit of cloud, so hopefully that sun will be okay as well.
Yeah, it was nice just to do a lap on the Stocker there before. It is still damp in a few places, but the obvious places where you're normally used to, but the wind has died down a bit now, luckily, as well, so no, fingers crossed, and good luck to everyone, and yeah, good luck.
All the best, Joe.
Thank you, bye.
Yeah, I'm just going to hand you back to Chris Boyd for a second with Mike Booth, because we're just going to do an update on course conditions down here. We'll leave the riders alone a sec.
Okay, yeah, riders, I think I've been mentioning as they come in off that superstock race, say conditions certainly aren't perfect out there, but we had a good, safe superstock race, and hopefully we'll get this one away as well.
Yeah, we did see there was a few damp patches here and there, and it's still a little bit blustery in places, but, you know, the guys, I guess, at this stage in the game, they just want to go racing, and they'd rather go racing with a little bit of information about where the dodgy patches are than miss the racing altogether.
The rest of the top 10 of the qualifiers, we've got down as far as Davy Todd in third, 6th has been Rob Hodson, 7th Paul Jordan, 8th Baz Ferber, who we always know goes well on these Super Twin machines, 9th Adam McLean, and 10th Stefano Bonetti. With 9 minutes to go, let's get you back down to Chris and Beth.
Yeah, going to try and grab a word with Adam McLean now, so we can find him in a minute. He's not here, but Michael Evans is as well, sort of young rest of Kringle. Michael, off the big bike, off to this. Sorry to butt in the old Manx conversation there. Miggy, well done on the last one.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it was a hard race to do. Well, 130 and only put you 11th in the stock races. Yeah, it's madness, but no, I'm really happy with it. I did struggle in that second lap. I've done something to my arm, just, I don't know, pulled a muscle or something, so I was struggling to change direction. But yeah, so to do 130, yeah, amazing.
It is amazing, is it? Have you not been to see the girls? See if they could give it a bit of a tweak and a bit of manipulation?
I've got Dave Smythe here. He's
Smythe, yeah.
Best in the business, so he's been sorting me out. So yeah, I'm good to go for this one. But Yeah, try and get it sorted properly for tomorrow or whatever we're next on racing.
Whenever it is, who knows. Michael, well done, and we'll speak to you later.
Thank you very much.
Michael Evans, let's hear from Indy Dacopoulos with Beth.
Certainly is. You won't miss you in those leathers. How are you feeling ahead of this one?
I feel really good. I'm in a very good spirit because I was in doubt if this is going to go ahead because the weather is really bad this time. And I'm just, you know, so happy that, you know, it cleared up so we can go out because I was waiting for this class for so long, whole week, just, you know, couldn't wait to jump on that bike.
Do you know, we were thinking that this is possibly one of the worst TTs that has been for weather recently.
Yeah, I have to say, it's not been nice. You know, I hope the weather guards are going to be better for next few days because we need that. And I'm glad that today, you know, the race was, you know, going held. Still, even they have to shorten it. Unfortunately, my guys will not have a chance to fill up the tanks, but we save some fuel. That's fine.
Yeah, but that's always a good thing, isn't it? And how is the team generally? How are they feeling?
I feel really good. You know, I have, you know, two boys here working all week, and we've been dicing with a couple of issues on the bike, and we sorted out, get the right gearing. I think this year we have the right package on the Super Twin, so I'm really looking forward to it because after one lap being seventh on the qualify, it seems to be promising.
Well, I hope it stays that way. All the best for today.
Thank you very much.
Ninth quickest qualifier, just going to grab a quick word in if we can, is Adam McLean, sat in that very famous bus stop, the Flitwick Motorcycles thing. Adam, just a quick word on Radio TT. Hello, young man.
How are we going?
How's the form? Good?
Hi, good. Finally getting to go today. It was already 11 this morning, but what do you do?
You've got children, they'll keep you busy.
Ah, unfortunately.
How's it been though? How's Steve and the Flitwick boys been treating you?
Yeah, really good. You know, great team, family run, no pressure. Bike's fantastic, so couldn't ask for any more.
We saw the potential of it in the Northwest, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a bit of speed there, so hopefully we have a good steady run on this and just build on practice week. Obviously, same as everybody else, we've heard it plenty of times this week. We didn't get a lot of laps, so steady away.
When are you next away at the IRRC? When's the next one?
Next one is Imatra in Finland, so we've got 4 weeks of a break now before Imatra, so looking forward to it.
Have a good break, all right. Thank you for your time, Adam. Cheers. He's going to be starting off at number 7. Let's hear from Jack Fowler with Beth.
Yeah, and Jack, we're just saying you were glad to get that race out of the way yesterday and sort of get yourself going.
Yeah, it's been a long week, hasn't it? A long week for everyone and a very long day today. Fair play to the organisers, though. They've got the most difficult job in the world and there's an awful lot of experts out there, but I mean, the conditions now, it's probably the best part of the day now, so I was actually somewhat relieved when this was pushed back this afternoon because the wind was really strong and it seems considerably calmer now. So yeah, really quite looking forward to the Super Twin race, really. These bikes are really good fun around here. So I just need to get settled in and, you know, hopefully we can have a bit better luck than we did last year in this class.
Well, fingers crossed for that. But the bike's been feeling pretty much okay?
Yeah, bike's been feeling really good, actually. It's virtually the same bike we had last year. It's making the same power on the dyno, but it feels really strong. It's the fastest I've ever been through the speed trap. It feels like it's pulling really well. So, you know, don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes people say they go quick before they go bang. So, but yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Well, yeah, fingers crossed that it all goes to plan. And your second TT, apart from the weather, still living up to the dream, yeah?
Yeah, massively. Yeah, massively. It's amazing to be here and to be part of it. And, you know, everyone puts in so much effort to get here. It's great that we are getting underway. And I guess I just want to say a further thanks to the marshals as well that have spent probably a good part of today up on the mountain, freezing and everywhere on the course. So thanks for us idiots letting us do this.
That's so lovely. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you. Take care.
The Superstock race winner has just been speaking to Baz Ferber. And Baz, what words of encouragement did Dean Harrison have for you?
He just tells me the same thing every time, just hold it flat out. It's easy for him to say, isn't it?
We know this bike goes well. We got the podium at the Northwest 200. You know, what can we see from Baz in this?
If I get everything right and I hold it flat out, you never know. I mean, from the boys in front of us in qualifying, we're probably 6 to 8 mile an hour down through the speed trap, which is a hell of a lot to give away because like 90% of the time you're flat out on these things. But, you know, you've got to be in it to win it and you've got to be there at the end, and that's what we'll try and do.
Good luck, Baz Ferber.
Thank you, mate.
Let's have a quick word if you can with Dominic Urbison. Bad to go out in the noisy thing. Earplugs in, young man?
Oh yes, plugged in, ready to play.
How was the last one?
I'll tell you what a laugh that was. I can't believe the pace of it. So that's the fastest I've ever gone around the mountain course. Shoulder shot the bits, my backside's killing us, but that's what the TT's about, isn't it?
And you're off.
And we're off.
Good luck, Dom.
Cheers, man.
Thank you very much.
I'm here now with Pete Murray. Always a massive smile on your face. How are you feeling to be here?
So good. You know, it's just so much fun to be out here doing this. Every year we keep coming back, just having a great time.
I'm really intrigued to know when you first heard about the TT and thought you wanted to come here and do it.
You know, actually, it was pretty late in life. It's not televised as much in America, so we kind of miss out on it some. And I came over here just as a whim one day, and I ran into someone who I used to race with, and he said, "Dude, you got to do this." I thought, "Me? Really?" So yeah, it was later, really.
Well, that's very good. We're really glad you're here. What's the plan for today?
You know what? This thing is just all about fun for me. There's no pressure on me. I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to have a great time. That's really it.
Brilliant. Well, we'll talk to you afterwards. Have a good Cheers. One.
Thanks for chatting.
19th qualifier on the TH racing machine is AJ Venter. AJ, before we go on this little bike, it's flat out, isn't it?
Oh, I can't wait to get on it. It's a good little weapon. The TH racing guys, they've built a good bike. And I'm still a little bit shocked to be standing up here. So to go off with this number, you know, the best thing I can do is give them a good result.
And if you get a good number, is Trevor going to sing?
Well, according to Trev, he's going to sing in his blue shorts.
Oh, no. I'm blinking out now. After the Northwest, good luck.
Thank you.
Cheers, bud. Yeah, he was obviously gunning for that podium. Beth, we're going to make a walk down now because we are 2 minutes away from the start of this Metzler race number one for the Super Twins. 2 minutes to go. I can see you walking down, eh? Walking in the wheel tracks of heroes. So let's run through the times then. Dunlop 1:22.159, Evans 1:21.426, Herbertson 1:21.194, and then we got Mike Brown 1:20.486. Michael's lap time was an 18:31.8, and if you look back just to fifth place with David Todd, Michael is here, David Todd is here as well. He's done a quick change in the Malenko by Paget's Leathers. So David Todd in fifth place, there is only 17 seconds. That's all it is, 17 seconds. Let's give you the board once more for this evening here on the Isle of Man. Two-lap race on this one. Ginger Hall exit, there's damp patches, Ramsey Hairpin, the 27th milestone, also Keppel to Cates and Governor's Dip, and the lack of adhesion and entrance to Braddon 1. Two-lap race, Mike Booth, Chris Boyd.
Absolutely, we're 1 minute away from the start of the Metzler Super Twin TT Race 1. It is, as Chris says, just down to two laps, 75.46 miles. That means there will be no pit stop, as we saw in the Superstock, as we now see Paul Jordan wheel the Jackson Racing powered by Prosper 2 Aprilia into no man's land and up to the start line. Your 2024 Race 1 podium was Michael Dunlop winner, Peter Hickman second, Dominic Herbertson in third, and Michael Dunlop holds the Super Twin lap record from way back in 2018 on the pattern, 122.75 miles per hour. Our starter is Roberto Camufo, product manager, Metzler Global. And so welcome to him at the TT, as Jordan now 15 seconds away from starting this race. We see Michael Rutter come next to line, and then also Michael Evans and Michael Dunlop, also all into no man's land. So Jordan about to get the tap on the shoulder. Where away? Picking up the Aprilia. We then have nobody at two where Pierre-Yves Bihan would have been. He had a slip off at the Northwest 200. So next it will be the multi-experienced Michael Rutter on the Bavums AJN Racing Yamaha. He's away then. Another gap where Jamie Coward would have been. We wish all our best to Jamie again. And so next it will be the local rider, Mikey Evans, on the Dafabet Kawasaki. Always keen to see how this bike go. Dafabet produce a fantastic Super Twin machine. Next up will be Michael Dunlop on the MD Racing pattern. He was 8.5 seconds inside lap record pace last year. He's away now when the red flags came out in race two. Let's see what he can do this year. Next up, Adam McLean on the Flitwick Motorcycles Yamaha. He's away. And next, Davey Todd on the Malenko by Paget's Racing Pattern, making their debut in this class. Following them, Mike Brown on the KMR Kawasaki, Jack Reed's cars Kawasaki. He's away. Fourth fastest in qualifying. Gap at 10 before we move on to Joe Yeardsley on the Scott Racing Motorcycles Aprilia. 14th fastest in qualifying for Joe, and an 8th place finish last year. Barry Ferber next away on the DC Motorcycles Yamaha, eighth in qualifying. He scored a top 10 last year as well. Then Dominic Herbertson comes to the line, freshman setting his fastest ever lap of the TT course in that super stock race. He's away on the Melbray Racing pattern. Stefano Bonetti always goes well in this class, the VAS engine racing pattern. He's away. Then our sixth fastest man in qualifying, Rob Hodgson on the SMT pattern. Bell Alan Venter, who we spoke to just before the start of the race, on the TH Racing Kawasaki. Victor Lopez goes next on the ILR, the In Locker Racing pattern, with Martin Motos. He gets away, you won't miss him. Fantastic looking machine and rider levers. Andrea Miola will be next away on the VAS Racing pattern. And Maurizio Bottalico on the team, also on team ILR pattern. Next away, Sean Anderson. It was a top 15 finish for him last year. This year he's on the Delmo Racing Yamaha R7. Michael Sweedy next to the line on the MSR Racing Aprilia. 12th and 14th place finishes last year in this class. Then Michael DeCoppel next on the Indy Racing Aprilia. Always good to have Michael DeCoppel at the TT. Local man Marcus Simpson next to go on the LMR powered by John Cuff Racing Kawasaki. Fantastic times from these different makes of motorbikes as they head off from here. Next, the Scott Racing Aprilia of Julien Crenieau. Then again, the Aprilia of Martin Morris. He gets away. Also, Aprilia, the choice of Michael Russell, as he goes on his Brookbuilt Racing machine, 23rd in qualifying. Continue the cavalry of Aprilias. Daryl Tweed, the Novogen by FAO Racing Bike. Next away will be Lancelot Unisart on the Obsession Engineering version of the Aprilia. He's away at Chris Moore on the Silver Star Services iHeat Racing Kawasaki. We wait the first riders into Glen Helen. They should be there any time now, as the next man away will be Jack Fowler on the Logic I Kawasaki. For his start, gets away now as the first rider, Paul Jordan, is through Glen Helen. So we'll switch over to the leaderboard to get an indication, hopefully, of just where this leaderboard is. Mike Booth.
Yeah, it looks like Paul Jordan, as you say, is at Glen Helen. It takes another 10 seconds or so before the riders behind him get to that section and cross the timing screen, the timing beacons. I did notice once or twice that on the live feed looked like Michael Dunlop might have been having some slight issues with his throttle. I couldn't tell exactly what was happening. It looked like he was reaching for something else behind the screen. Maybe that's just something that he was adjusting or playing with. It looks like he's at Glen Helen, though, so I don't think there's any issues.
And no problems. He takes the early race lead. Dunlop at Glen Helen on lap one is 2.3 seconds ahead of Mikey Evans. Then Paul Jordan and Michael Rutter are the other two riders through. So we need some more riders to get through before we get a proper idea of this leaderboard. Adam McLean arrives and drops into fourth place. So Dunlop, the early leader, as we wait more riders to get to Glen Helen on lap one of this Metzler Super Twin TT Race 1. Here now is Davey Todd. Where does Todd drop in? Only fourth place for Davey Todd. So it's Dunlop from Evans by 2.243 seconds. Then Mike Brown is 6/10 of a second down on Evans. So Brown slots into third. Then Davey Todd in fourth, 2.4 seconds down on Brown. Paul Jordan holds fifth. First man on the road, fifth place in the race, 1.4 seconds down on Todd. Then Adam McLean is 1.5 seconds down on Jordan. So it's very, very tight in amongst these places as Joe Yeardsley slots into seventh place. now eighth, because Barry Ferber has arrived and gone into fifth. So we'll just get a consolidated idea. We're just waiting on one or two of these later starters just to get there, in particular Rob Hodgson, who was sixth fastest in qualifying on bike number 15, and Dominic Herbertson. Herbertson does arrive and slots into fifth. Stefano Bonetti usurps him in that position and takes fifth, and we're still awaiting on Hodgson to arrive. He should be the next bike to arrive, I think, out at Glen Helen. He does, he slots into sixth. So I think we probably have a fair idea of the leaderboard now. Dunlop then leading the way at Glen Helen, 2.243 seconds over Mikey Evans. Then Mike Brown in third, 0.6 of a second down on Evans. Then Davey Todd, 2.4 seconds down on Brown. Then Stefano Bonetti in fifth is only 0.1 of a second down on Todd. Rob Hodgson is dead level with Stefano Bonetti for fifth place. Then Dominic Herbertson holds seventh, only 0.5 seconds down on Hodgson. Barry Ferber in eighth is 0.7 of a second down on Herbertson. This is so, so close. Paul Jordan, ninth, is 0.1 of a second down on Ferber, and Adam McLean is 1.5 seconds down, rounding out the top 10 on Paul Jordan. It's very, very close in those lower leaderboard places.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's only really Michael Dunlop that's got a couple of seconds on Mikey Evans. Everyone else is bunched up all the way to 10th place. Isn't it nice as well to see so many different manufacturers in this class? A couple of years ago, it was a bit of a Kawasaki Cup, wasn't it? Everyone was turning up on the old Kawasaki ER6s, and then the patterns started arriving, and now since they opened the rules up a little bit a few years ago, we're seeing the Aprilias and the Yamahas. It really is good to see.
And very great. It brings us different riders into podium contention as well.
That's right.
And so we've got Paul Jordan then out through Balaf. We're waiting obviously on our race leader Michael Dunlop and all of the rest of the riders to get there. It's just Jordan through on the Aprilia so far, as we see riders heading out towards Balaf. So we've now got Mikey Evans and Michael Rutter both through Balaf. We're seeing Jordan on the run out towards through the Wildlife Park and into Quarry Bends.
And Dunlop arrives at Balaf again, increases his lead over Mikey Evans to nearly 6 seconds. That's 5.9 seconds the lead of Michael Dunlop at Balaf Bridge.
Just put that sector time in, and I think it'll be something special from Dunlop. It is. He's on almost lap record pace from a standing start here. His own lap record is from 2018, 122.75. I have him pretty much slap bang on that from a standing start at Balaf. So this could be something very, very special from Michael Dunlop on the pitten. Chris Kinley.
Dropping into 11th place at Glen Helen is number 18, Andrea Maiola. Michael Sweeney, number 24, he drops into 12th place. Marcus Simpson from start number 32, he drops into 15th position at the moment on corrected time. And Mike Russell started late. He's 16th at the moment with a 55 plate. And Julian Craig on number 41 drops into 19th. And 35, Darrell Tweed. But up at the front, Michael Dunlop, as Mike Booth says, extended to 6. And Davey Todd and Paul Jordan only separated by 4. But Davey Todd only 3 back of Michael Evans.
Waiting on Mike Brown to arrive at Balaf. He was sitting in third place at Glen Helen. We're waiting for him to arrive at Balaf, and he's not there just yet. He shouldn't be too far away because Dominic Herbertson is there. So maybe an issue for Brown. We don't see him arriving at Balaf. He looks potentially overdue, unfortunately. So Michael Dunlop leads the race from Mikey Evans by 5.9 seconds. Then Davey Todd in third on the Padgett's pattern. The Malenko by Padgett's machine, 3 seconds down on Evans. Then Rob Hodgson now arrives in fourth place, only 0.3 of a second down on Todd. So there's a scrap going on there. Stefano Bonetti's right in it too, only 0.7 of a second down on Hodgson. Then Dominic Herbertson shows sixth, 1 second down on Bonetti. Then Paul Jordan in seventh, Barry Ferber in eighth, Adam McLean ninth, and Michael Rutter in tenth. But there are more riders still to come.
Isn't it great to see so many guys so close in this race? We've used to seeing a handful of names at the front of the big bike TTs, but it's anyone's guess who's going to be on the podium in the Super Twin TT.
A retirement for Joe Yeardsley. His engine has gone on Kronkavody, apparently. So Joe Yeardsley out at Kronkavody. As we look now towards Ramsey to see what this lead will be for Dunlop, if indeed it is still a lead for Dunlop there. It's nearly 6 seconds at Balaf, and he is on this lap record pace from a standing start, which would be very, very impressive. 122.75 is the speed you're looking out for in terms of that lap record. As we try to pick up some of the later runners now, Stefano Bonetti drops into fifth, then Dominic Herbertson in sixth. So it's Dunlop, then Evans, then Davy Todd, then Rob Hodgson, Stefano Bonetti, Dominic Herbertson, then Barry Ferber and Adam McLean as Jordan arrives first on the road into Ramsey. Paul Jordan is there, but it's Michael Dunlop we're waiting for as our race leader in this Metzler Super Twin TT Race 1.
How close do you want it? We've got only 11 seconds between 4th and 10th place. That second wave of riders, it really is anyone's guess who's going to be in the sort of runner-up to the podium positions. And I tell you what else, I think Michael Dunlop's engine builder needs a pay rise this week, because he tops the Sulby speed traps. Again, 162 miles an hour.
Dunlop into the hairpin and he's catching Mikey Evans, so the leader is catching the second place man in this race. He's right with him as they head up towards Waterworks. So one and two in the race are together on the road. Dunlop just behind second place man Evans, and at Ramsey it is 9.3 seconds that Dunlop leads by. 9.3 seconds from Mikey Evans into Ramsey.
Not a fantastic place for Michael Dunlop to catch Evans. However, I've got a feeling he doesn't need to rush past him, because he has got a big old lead there, and he can wait until he gets onto the mountain, onto the big old open part of the course, to just draft past him with that big fast pattern.
Yep, he is still right on that mid 122 pace for Michael Dunlop, so we'll see what this is. It's right there on the cusp of potentially being on that lap record pace, but more importantly, in terms of the race, he's stretched the lead out to nearly 10 seconds, 9.3 over Mikey Evans and Davy Todd. Well, the Padgetts team will be jumping around the Malenka by Padgetts team. They have that bike potentially in the podium places, with Davy Todd holding on to third. We wait for Rob Hodgson to arrive, who was in fourth place at Balaf, and then Stefano Bonetti and Dominic Herbertson. Herbertson arrives now, so we need Hodgson and Bonetti to arrive to get a proper idea of the top six. Let's drop down to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, Davy Todd in that third at Balaf is only 0.374, with Rob Hodgson just in behind him and Stefano Bonetti, but Dominic Herbertson has got ahead of Bonetti now by 3/4 of a second, and Rob Hodgson is there at Ramsey now, and he's only a second back off Davy Todd, and Dom Herbertson 2.4 back off him in fifth, and Bonetti only 3/4 of a second back on him in sixth, and Paul Jordan number one dropping back to seventh, 2.1 back. But Dunlop, Chris Boyd, is on a massive charge, 9.3,
and he's just got past the Dapper Bet machine on the run up the mountain here. Dunlop's got past him. That Dapper Bet machine has got some pace in it as they're coming back. Evans is coming back on him a little bit and just looked up the side there, but I think he's given best now. Dunlop head down on the tank as we see him on the climb of the mountain. He goes out onto the mountain mile and he's just gapping Evans a little bit there now onto the mountain mile.
Yeah, you can see Mikey Evans just having a think about going back past Michael Dunlop down the mountain mile, but I think he thought better of it, because Michael Dunlop's obviously caught him by 10 seconds and he knows that he can learn a bit off him. Having said that, it does look like Evans is having
enough. He had a look there right up the right hand side. He's had to back out of it, so, and that's just cost him a little bit there actually. He's just had to back out of that, and then that's just given Dunlop a little bit of a head as they go out through the East Mountain gate.
Yeah, I think Evans would be wise just to sit in Dunlop's wheel tracks there and learn a little bit off him and use his slipstream rather than trying to overtake him. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to overtake him at this stage in the game.
Back to Ramsey for the rest of the leaderboard. It was Dunlop from Evans in third place, Davy Todd in fourth, Rob Hodgson, fifth, Dominic Herbertson, sixth, Stefano Bonetti, seventh then for Paul Jordan possibly, then Adam McLean and Barry Ferber. Of those through Ramsey on the mountain, Paul Jordan is through the bungalow, and we wait for, obviously, here is Dunlop now arriving with Evans in tow.
That gap's still roughly 10 seconds or just over 10 seconds because the difference between their start times was 10 seconds. They couldn't throw a paper towel over them on the road. Now as Evans is inches away from Michael Dunlop's rear wheel, he'll be learning everything he can from Dunlop. Dunlop, obviously the rider with the most wins around the Isle of Man TT course, is in a good place to learn a lot from the master.
He keeps showing his bike to Dunlop, does Evans. He did it again up Halewood's Rise, just showed the bike and then backed out of it and has let Dunlop go. As we see also Davy Todd now through the bungalow. He continues to hold on to third, but we must wait for Rob Hodgson to arrive to get an idea of where that battle is. It shows us Dunlop, Evans, then it's 10.2 seconds, then Davy Todd is 5.4 seconds down on Evans with Rob Hodgson awaited. We also have Paul Jordan, Adam McLean and Michael Rutter through the bungalow.
Fantastic to see Michael Rutter out there on the little Yamaha, isn't it? And it's also great to see a number of riders in the top 10 of a TT. Herbertson, Benetti, Paul Jordan, Adam McLean, Baz Ferber having a great ride in ninth.
That Dunlop lap is maybe just slipping off that lap record pace very slightly. He's into the low 122s, which is still a stunning standing start lap.
It's an absolutely fantastic lap, and you just wonder whether or not the Dafabet bike with Michael Evans on it is might just be pulling him back on the long straights, getting in the draft. But it's they both look to be really trying. You can see them burying their heads in the screen, getting their arms and knees tucked in as tightly as they can as they run down to the Craigner Bar. Mikey Evans looking again like he's thinking about overtaking Dunlop, but he slots in behind.
He's definitely not giving it up, is he? He is right behind Dunlop as they run down from Craigner Bar down towards Brandish. We still wait. In fact, Rob Hodgson just arrives at the bungalow now, and it's only 2.2 seconds between him and Todd. So Dunlop leads by 10.2 seconds, bungalow lap one. Then it's Mikey Evans in second. Then Davy Todd third, 5.4 seconds down on Evans, and 2.2 seconds ahead of Rob Hodgson, and only 1.3 seconds ahead of Dominic Herbertson. So it's Patton, Kawasaki, Patton, Patton, Patton. Then another Patton in sixth, Stefano Bonetti, who is 2 seconds down on Herbertson. Then the Yamaha of Adam McLean shows in eighth at the moment, 4.1 seconds down on Bonetti. I think we may have Paul Jordan to slot in there as well, as Dunlop arrives now at Crocnamona.
Couple more riders having some fun on the road are Adam McLean and Davy Todd. They've just come out of the Craigner Bar and they're right in each other's wheel tracks. I think Davy Todd's caught Adam McLean and he'll be looking to try and get past him as soon as he possibly can.
Waiting then for the leading riders at the end of lap one, we see Paul Jordan just dropping onto Glen Crutchery Road, comes out of the dip, and we'll have him across the line very, very shortly to complete half distance in this two-lap Metzler Super Twin TT. There he goes. 119.489 from a standing start for Paul Jordan on the Aprilia. We'll next up wait for our race leader Michael Dunlop and Mikey Evans, who is right in tow with him. They are in the dip as well, and they burst out onto Glen Crutchery Road, so we should have them past us in just a couple of seconds. Evans has maybe just dropped a little bit off the back of Dunlop. Here he comes. 122.006 for Michael Dunlop on the pattern on the opening lap. Mikey Evans 120.837 on the Dafabet Kawasaki. So Evans 120.837, Dunlop 122.006. In terms of the race, it's 10.7 seconds that Michael Dunlop's leads by, so it's just 0.7 of a second between them on the road, but 10.7 seconds in the race. Next up we wait for Davy Todd, our third place man, to come through, and then we'll have to wait for Rob Hodgson from a start number of 16 to get through here as Michael Rutter completes. Adam McLean completes, and there is Todd, 119.836 on the opening lap for Davy Todd. It's still third place, 9.3 seconds down on Evans, and we'll await Rob Hodgson to come through to get an indication of the top four. Let's just see if Chris Kinley's picking anything up.
Yeah, just having a little look back, we've got Michael Sweeney. He's running well around about 12th position at the moment, but keep an eye on number 55 as well, Michael Russell. He's doing it again, he's on the Super Twin, he's in round about 10th to 12th position. That's kind of bouncing around, and Marcus Simpson having a good run as well. Stefano Bonetti, number 14, he slots into provisionally 7th place as they go through Crocnamona. The next riders through should be number 13, Dom Herbertson, and number 15, Rob Hodgson. We hear the revs rising with the machines coming out of the dip, and a little bit of late evening sunshine here on the Isle of Man. We'll go back to Chris Boyd. We'll get these across the line. In fact, listen to this down here. Dominic Herbertson goes through, Baz Ferber through as well. There we go. Dominic slots provisionally into fifth, but it's Rob Hodgson who has a 1.7 back off him. Is he going to slot in there? Yes, he does. What is he slot? No, that wasn't him. This will be him. Yeah, there we go. There's Rob. Yeah, Rob slots into fourth. only 1.4 back. So he's caught, he's dropped. Let's have a little bit. Oh, yeah, he's got 1.3 back on Davy Todd there, Chris Boyd, into fourth place for Rob.
Definite battle for that final podium spot at the moment. At the end of the opening lap, Michael Dunlop leads by 10.76 seconds from Michael Evans. Then in third place, Davy Todd, 9.3 seconds down on Evans, but only 1.4 up on Rob Hodgson. In a big battle for the final podium spot, Paul Jordan shows fifth, 1.8 seconds down on Hodgson. Then Dominic Herbertson is sixth, only 0.3 of a second down on Jordan, 2.4 seconds ahead of Stefano Benetti. Then Adam McLean in eighth, Barry Ferber in ninth, and Michael Rutter in tenth of those through here. News of retirement. Timothy Minogue has stopped out at Sulby Crossroads. Joe Yearsley, we brought you on Cronker Body. Mike Brown, who we thought was overdue, he stopped at Douglas Road Corner in Kirkmichael. And Maurizio Bottolico is stopped at Greba Bridge, all making their own arrangements for return. So we'll give you some of those lap times if we can. We said, I think, Michael Dunlop was the fastest off them. 18 minutes 33.291, 122.006. Then 120.837 for Michael Evans on the Dapperbeck Kawasaki, 119.489 for Paul Jordan. And who else is in the 119s? Dominic Herbertson, 119.450. Stefano Benetti, 119.19. Rob Hodgson, 119.686. They are the 119 men. So Dunlop it is, who takes a 10-second lead out onto this second lap. Let's see what he can do, eh, Mike?
Let's see indeed. And I'm just looking at Rob Hodgson because it looks like, as Kinnan said, he's just thinking about catching Davy Todd. Wouldn't it be fantastic to see Rob Hodgson on the podium? Can he pull something out the bag on this last lap of two to overhaul Davy Todd?
Davy Todd has caught Adam McLean on the road. He is right in his slipstream through Gorthley. Absolutely, he needs to clear Rob if he can, because he's got this huge chase on. They are the two men that are battling, I guess. There we go. In fact, Todd moves down the outside to go past on the run into Ballacrane, gets him on the brake. So Davy Todd is away and past Adam McLean on the road, and that gives him that clear road now in this battle with Rob Hodgson.
Maybe that's why that gap was just diminished a little bit. He was behind Adam McLean for a little while at the end of the mountain section, and I saw over the grandstand he dropped back a little bit. I wonder if he'd made a little bit of an error trying to overtake Adam McLean in the nook or at the end of the lap. But yeah, with some clear track ahead, you would expect him to get the hammer down now and perhaps just open that gap up from what Rob Hodgson. We'll see in the next few seconds when both of those guys arrive at Glen Helen.
Indeed. Dunlop then is through Glen Helen, and he's pushed the lead out to 13.6 seconds over Michael Evans. So the MD Racing pattern over the Dapperbeck Kawasaki, 13.6 seconds now between them, as we see Michael Rutter head up towards Sarah's Cottage as well. So we wait for Todd and Hodgson to arrive there in this battle for the final podium spot. And here they are. In fact, they arrive there now. So Todd continues to hold third, obviously, with Adam McLean in his slipstream. And now we'll have to wait for Hodgson to arrive, looking a little bit further back at the end of lap one, if we can get those standings up. Going further back, it was Paul Jordan up to fifth, Dominic Herbertson in sixth, Stefano Benetti holding seventh, then Adam McLean in eighth, Barry Ferber showing ninth, then top ten being rounded out by Michael Rutter. Decent ride by him. 11th for Andrea Meola, 12th Mick O'Sweeney. This is the end of lap one. 13th for Michael Russell, then 14th for Michael DeCoppel, 15th Marcus Simpson, 16th Alan Ventner, and rounding out the top 20 were Darrell Tweed, Victor Lopez, Julian Crenyeau and Sean Anderson.
Adam McLean was only a 2.7 seconds behind Stefano Benetti over the grandstand, and if he can get into Davy Todd's slipstream and be dragged along a little bit with him, he might stand a chance of catching Stefano Benetti in the timings and overhauling him for seventh place.
Wow, wow, wow. Michael Dunlop, Glen Helen to Glen Helen. He's on lap record pace. It's Glen Helen to Glen Helen, 123.027. That lap record is 122.75. So he is absolutely flying here.
Goodness gracious me. We was expecting good things from Michael Dunlop in this race, weren't we? With conditions reasonably good now. He's showing exactly what he's capable of.
Down to Chris.
Daryl Tweed, number 35, through the grandstand. He's dropped into 17th place. Julian Craigno, number 41, dropped into 19th. Number 52, Lancelot Unisar, dropped into 21st position. And we talked to Marty Morris earlier on the day, number 27 on his twin. He's in 22nd place. Chris Moore, who was on the podium at Balaun, that seems ages ago, he's in 23rd place. Welshman Paul Pochi-Williams on 36. He slots into 25th place. And one rider's just dropped in there. There we go. That is 46, Mark Parrott. So Mark Parrott's still going. Looking for that 95th TT start finish.
Absolutely. Dunlop then it is, who leads the way in the Super Twin TT race one. Out through Glen Helen on the second and final lap as Paul Jordan arrives at the lap. Rob Hodson has made it in. Rob Hodson's overhauled Davy Todd by 7/10 of a second in the battle for third. Hodson takes third by 7/10 of a second by Todd at Glen Helen on lap two.
Absolutely fantastic to see, isn't it? And that is... Yeah, we will. Will Davy Todd get a pit board? Will he know that he's lost that fourth place? Because he will not like seeing P4 on his board. So fantastic to see Rob Hodson up there in a podium position, and fantastic to see Michael Evans up there as well.
Still that lap record pace by Michael Dunlop through Balaf, 122.859, Balaf to Balaf. So let's see what he can do as this lap unfolds. We will wait then for Davy Todd and Rob Hodson in this huge scrap for third place to arrive at Balaf. We've got our front two in the race. The lead now is out to 15.3 seconds. Dunlop on the pattern leads the Kawasaki of Michael Evans by 15.3 seconds at Balaf on the second lap. Next up, we are looking then for Todd. He also arrived. So now we need to wait for Rob Hodson, who had grabbed third place at Glen Helen on this second lap. We now need to wait a little while, probably another minute or so, for him to arrive as Michael Rutter gets plenty of air over Balacry, Mike.
Absolutely great to see. We've seen a few riders over these jumps today with just slightly windy conditions. The bike's getting a bit sideways. Oh, and Todd and McLean, they do the same thing. They're following in each other's slipstream over Balacry. Massive amount of air from these little super twins, these 650cc bikes. They're not big bikes, but they've got enough power to really get some serious airtime. Fantastic to see.
Adam McLean is sticking right with Davy Todd, but Davy Todd does have clear road in front of him. So in this battle with Hodson, he's certainly not being impacted. Rob Hodson is coming from a later start number. He might potentially hit traffic. So there's still plenty to play for here in this battle for third.
Plenty to play for, yeah. And Adam McLean's only a couple of seconds behind Stefano Bonetti. So as we say, if he's using that slipstream wisely, Stefano Bonetti might have a bit of something to deal with.
Hodson does arrive and he's extended it. Hodson at Balaf on lap two is now 3.2 seconds up on Davy Todd. Both on patterns, SMT pattern versus the Malenko by Padgett's pattern. Dominic Herbertson then shows in fifth. Only 1.3 second off Davy Todd himself now on his own pattern. Then pulled on the Melbray pattern. Then Paul Jordan on the Aprilia shows sixth, and he's only a second down on Herbertson. Then 5.4 seconds out to Stefano Bonetti in seventh, Adam McLean showing eighth, then Barry Ferber and Michael Rutter rounding out the top 10 at Balaf on the second and final lap.
Just seeing a couple of the riders heading into the Ramsey section of the TT course, one of the bumpier parts of the racetracks. Really difficult place to ride a bike fast, particularly when you're in a race and you're getting your head under the bubble, you're holding on as tight as you can. What happens is the each bump you hit, it bounces your head into the air, and it's you have to force yourself back onto the bike. So it's a two lap race. Even might not sound like a lot. long time, but believe you me, two laps around here at race pace is hard work.
Leaders are just heading into Ramsey. Chris, what have you got?
Just looking at Andre Malola, slots into 11th place at Glen Helen. In fact, he's just in the Balafna. He slots into 11th. AJ Ventner provisionally in 12th at the moment. He was dropping to 15th place at Glen Helen. Michael Sweeney, keep an eye on him, 24 and 55. Mike Russell, but the leaders to the north of the Alderman, Ramsey, lap two.
Absolutely, Michael Dunlop. We just see him going through the hairpin. He takes a big look back on the exit of the hairpin. There's nobody there to see, so he knows he's got clear road behind him. So Mikey Evans, who is, of course, second, is now gapped and drops a few seconds, and it's 7 seconds on the road that he has dropped, so it's 17 seconds in the race. Dunlop leads Michael Evans by 17.9 seconds at Ramsey as they head on to the final climb of the mountain in this Metzler Super Twin TT Race 1. We next wait for Davey Todd and then Rob Hodgson to arrive. Hodgson is holding on to third at Balaf from Todd, but it's the other way in road order. We'll get Todd through Ramsey first, then we'll get Hodgson. Start numbers of 8 and 16 respectively to get an idea of where this battle for the final podium place lies, and we can't count out Dominic Herbertson either. There's still plenty to follow in this Super Twin TT Race 1.
There is, and we just saw Michael Evans going round Ramsey Herpin, and it looked as though he had a little bit of a problem coming out. Interestingly, on the road, Adam McLean looks as though he's got past Davey Todd, which is not what we would have expected to see, but obviously Adam McLean thinks he's got a bit more pace and he can pull away from Davey Todd.
Absolutely, this potentially is going to be first podiums in the TT for Michael Evans and Rob Hodgson. What a thing that would be.
Well, yeah, absolutely fantastic to see new names on the podium, but I know what'll be going through those boys' head. It's not something I've ever experienced myself, a TT podium, but I can only imagine the thoughts going through their head, willing these bikes to get to the finish line. They'll be listening for any funny noises, be trying to look after the bikes. They'll be praying that they've got enough fuel in the tank, praying that everything goes right. And on the last sort of third of a lap, the mountain section of this course, they'll be nearly there.
Todd looks to be in trouble. Todd slipping down the leaderboard here. He's down to sixth, and that's still with Rob Hodgson to come. So it's probably seventh for Davey Todd on that Malenko by Padgett's Pattern. He's slipping down the leaderboard, unfortunately. So it looks like he has issues. Dunlop leads by 17.9 as Rob Hodgson does now arrive. So Dunlop leads Mikey Evans by 17.9 seconds. Then Rob Hodgson on the Pattern is 14 seconds down on Evans in third, with Paul Jordan 5.2 seconds down on Hodgson in fourth. Then Dominic Herbertson 1 second down on Jordan in fifth. Davey Todd then quarter of a second down on Herbertson in sixth, having slipped down from fourth. Then Adam McLean, Stefano Bonetti, Barry Ferber and Michael Rutter of those riders through Ramsey at the moment. So that's such a shame for Davey Todd.
A real shame for Davey Todd, but it's easy to forget that these motorcycles aren't really, or a lot of these bikes aren't really designed to be taken onto a race course. They're smaller CC, smaller in capacity, but they've had a lot of work done to them. When you look at them up closely, they're like miniature superbikes. A lot of them have had no expense spared. They've got tuned engines, and because of that, they can be a little bit temperamental. There's a lot that can go wrong, so it sounds as though Davey Todd might just have be a victim of that.
This is possibly the class now where you can do the most to the bike. Having been invented as a class that was to keep costs down, it's now the class where you could do the most to the bike.
You're absolutely right. These things are almost like prototypes. They're absolutely beautiful pieces of engineering, but it's certainly not a cost-effective way to go TT racing.
Dunlop is certainly pouring it on. The lead is now 19.8 seconds at the bungalow on the final lap. So Dunlop's got this well in hand for TT win, potentially number 31. Dunlop by 19.8 seconds at the bungalow.
Imagine winning a TT race by nearly 20 seconds. That is super impressive, isn't it? But I'm just as impressed with the performance from Mikey Evans. I mean, we look down the leaderboard and it's pattern. But he's doing it, making it happen on a Kawasaki. Fantastic to see.
In terms of that lap record pace that we were tracking for Michael Dunlop, he's just slipped a little bit off it. He's still right there at the 122.6 type pace, but the lap record is 122.75. He was ahead of schedule earlier in the lap. He's just maybe gotten the pit boards now to say he's got this in hand. He doesn't need to do that pace.
Absolutely. He's got a 19-second lead. It might well be a 20-second lead by the time he gets to the next sector. The idea of pushing the envelope just to get a lap record is just unnecessary. He'll know that. You know, he doesn't need to stress himself, doesn't need to stress the bike or the tyres. He'll do what he needs to do to win, and that's exactly what it looks like he's doing.
We see him heading into Kate's Cottage. Chris Kinley still tracking the latest starters.
Well, I'm not really. I'm having a look at other stuff before we do to the podium, Boydie, I'm afraid. But yeah, we again, great performance. Mikey Russell going really, really well around about 12th position. I keep a little eye out on him. And also Mikko Sweeney going well. And all the later runs, Lance Unisot and all that, are holding their positions out on track. But hey, this is going to be some second and third position if it stays the way it is.
Absolutely. David Brook is our latest retirement at the 33rd approach. David Brook stopped at the 33rd approach, making his own arrangements. He's still awake for Rob Hodgson to arrive at the bungalow. We have Dunlop and Evans through. We await for Hodgson to arrive in third. There he is. He's there now. Hodgson continues to hold on to third, 14.9 seconds down on Michael Evans and 3 seconds ahead of Paul Jordan. Davey Todd is up. There's Dominic Herbertson arriving now to slot in between them. So, no, Todd's got back past him. So maybe whatever the issue was has cleared itself, because Todd is back up to fifth, but 5 seconds down on Rob Hodgson as we get Michael Dunlop into Crocnamona.
He did look like he was slipping down the leaderboard, didn't it, Davey Todd? But yeah, as you say, he must have fixed whatever it was. And we see him on the road again with Adam McLean. It looked like he was about to pass Adam there, but thought better of it as they go into the Cregna bar. Michael Dunlop on the very last few corners. He'll be looking forward to crossing that finish line. I think now he's seen his pit boards. He's seen he's got a big old race win, and he'll be looking forward to seeing that checkered flag and another race win.
And as that gap grows between Dunlop and Evans, it closes between Evans and Hodgson in this battle for second and third. 3 seconds it shows at the bungalow, but we're about to get our first man across the road. I think it will be Paul Jordan on the road. There he is. He finishes his race, but up next, coming on to Glen Crutchery Road on the MD Racing pattern, heading for TT race win number 33, Michael Dunlop. Race win number 31. Gosh, what did I say there? I was getting mixed up. Number 31 for Michael Dunlop. He gets that there. We wait then for Michael Evans. He'll be next across the line. He is. It's 122.6, just shy of the lap record for Michael Dunlop. Mikey Evans, 22.673 down on Dunlop. So Dunlop wins 31st TT. And then Mikey Evans, his first ever podium at the TT, 22.673 seconds down. We wait now on this battle for third. We've got riders at Crocnamona. We've got riders on their way down from the bungalow. So with these later starters coming through into podium contention, we're getting applause. We'll head down to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, he's in here now for a 6th Super Sport Stroke lightweight win on the pattern. 3 in the spin now, 2 last year, 1 this year. And of course, well done to him, winning by 22.6, just outside that lap record. We are keeping a little eye on Crocnamona, Chris Boyd. We've got Dominic Herbertson through there, so we won't be far away from Rob Hodgson coming through. But here is Mikey Evans. Mikey Evans is coming through the Daffabet team. Danny Horn and the boys are here. He's won Manx Grand Prix, but he's now in here as a TT podium finisher. Michael Evans on his 32nd birthday. So it's 15 we are waiting for at Crocnamona. He's not got there as of yet. It was only 3 seconds between Rob Hodgson. It's down to 2.4. That's all it is from between Paul Jordan and Rob Hodgson. 2.4 seconds. So we're waiting for him. Michael Dunlop has come in. He's got the Monster Energy hat just put in. The gap at the end, 22.674. Paul Jordan for Isley third at the moment, but we are waiting for the 15 bike of Rob Hodgson. So we've got a little way off. Just give us the lap times for Mikey Evans there, where we get this third place confirmed.
121.306 for Mikey Evans on the Daffabet Kawasaki, 122.61 for Michael Dunlop on the MD Racing pattern. It is Rob Hodgson we're still waiting on. As you say, there's next to nothing, 2.4 seconds between him and Paul Jordan. It should be enough for Hodgson to hold on, but we've just got to wait for him to get across the line. And there we are, confirmed in third place, a first ever TT podium for Rob Hodgson. So debut TT podiums for Michael Evans and Rob Hodgson, but our race winner is Michael Dunlop.
He is 31 TT wins, 6 lightweight stroke super twin wins. We'll just move this way. We'll get run over. Michael, that's better, isn't it, eh? What about this? How is the girl? 122.6 on the last lap.
Yeah, I felt good. I just better into it, chair boss. And then I could see it was, I was making it, and I, because I was up 10 seconds when I was on him, and then I assumed that's who it was. And then, obviously, this job here, it's just a nursing. It's just a nursing match, really, you know what I mean? And in fairness to the bike wasn't overly strong today for some reason. Not for some reason, that's not being rude to the lads. The bike was good, but just lacking a wee bit. Mate, he kept trying to pass me.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah, he stuck his wheel a couple of times.
I think he was going to go past me, and he realised there was no point because I jammed it back in again, you know what I mean? So, you know, so he fair play to him, he just stayed, but it was just, we just struggled a wee bit at the top, but thanks to the Patton lads again, that's 31 wins now, so I'd like to thank the boys, I'd like to thank obviously the lads here, but obviously Stefano back in the back who owns Patton. Thanks to them, I appreciate all the work they do to come here every year. It's a long trip for the two lads. They drive 3 days to get here, so 3 days to get home, so fair play to the boys.
Any changes you can make to make it that little bit sharper, do you think?
I think I'll talk to Andrea. Andrea is what I call my wizard. So,
how's your Italian?
My Italian's not great, and his English is even worse. So, look, we've got a great working relationship, and I have a lot of time for the boys, and we'll sit down tonight and we'll improve and keep going. But no, happy, everyone's good.
31 wins now.
No, it's nice, 31 wins. So, the week's been good. Ups and downs and ins and outs and everything else for that matter, but you know, that's a TT. But sitting here with 2 wins this week already, you know what I mean? Folk come here hunting for one, so I've got 2, so just keep pushing, and I'm happy riding, so I'm good.
Right, Michael, thanks for your time. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And let's get to third place then. Rob Hodgson turned into here with the SMT. Lovely team. They're all happy, smiley. He's happy. Turn around. Look, the team boss. Is he ever going to smile? Yes, there he is. Rob.
Well, we need to go 2 places better for that, I think. But
how was that then?
It was all right, yeah. Yeah, we just set off. I was really just so gutted and disappointed after that Superstock race. Just not feeling myself for whatever reason. I don't know. So, you know, the team got behind me and said, you know, put it behind you. Just go and have a good do. Show what you can do on this. So yeah, to get in the winner's enclosure, which is, you know, usually a Manx Grand Prix thing for me. It's special to have an Isle of Man TT podium.
Was it last year you had to start from the back? I can't remember which race it was. It race one or race two? I can't remember.
Race two. So yeah, we had an unfortunate flat battery on the start line and had to start from the back. So yeah, not quite as many bikes to overtake this time, but it was good.
You and Paul Jordan, you were 5 seconds up on him at Ramsey, then it went to 3 at the Bungalow, then it went to 2.4, and the gap at the end, let me just finish. Oh, I hate computers. 1.7 in the end, 1.758.
Oh, we're just teasing him.
Oh, is that what you do? No doubt you will do later. What does it mean for you to be turned in here for the team? A lot of hard work and effort goes into this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, it's massive. It's a massive effort, and like I say, a lot of hard work. And I've got to say thanks to Robin Croft, who's made it possible, because when he first started helping us out, it was, you know, a bit of, you know, just a bit of support here and there. But to buy us this Patton 650, it's special. And you know, when people say it's like a dream come true to be in here, but it's not. It's like, it wasn't even a dream for me when I first did the Manx Grand Prix in 2012 on a super twin. I just wanted to do 100 mile an hour lap. So you know, I've gone above and beyond what I ever expected to do. So yeah, we'll see what we can do for race two, make a few changes, and give these lads another run if we can.
How does you feel? Because you didn't get a great start, did you? Playing catch up.
Yeah, so just like I said, I've just not been feeling myself. And
is that your sound actually?
Yeah, I can't use it as an excuse. Just a bit of a cold all week, and just felt terrible on the Superstock bike. So I kind of got the good feeling of the Super Twin, and cracked on as best I could.
Well done to you. First TT podium.
Cheers, Chris. Thanks very much.
Mate. Well done, Rob. Excellent stuff. And he's just had a happy birthday sang to him all by all the Manx lads that are here. Here he is. It's the Mikey Evans fan club is what it is. Mikey, we'll just move out of the way because we'll get the other interviews in. Hey, on your birthday, young man. Some cake tonight, boy.
Yeah, we'll be.
Who are all them lot over there? Do you know anybody over there?
Lads.
Who's the lads? Hey! That's the best chorus of happy birthday you will ever hear.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to try again next year, won't I?
We'll try again in the next race later on in the week. Talk us through the race. You and Michael had a great battle up the mile. When you stuck your nose in at the end of the mile, it's like, oh.
Yeah, it was just for the crack, really.
Oh, yeah. He seen you coming. He knew you were there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wasn't going to overtake him because obviously he'd put 10 seconds into me, so it was just daft to try and go past somebody. But it was more just to try and stick on the back and maybe try and learn what I could. And I wanted him to drag me into second place, basically, just like cement that second place. And if anything, you know, any mechanical was happening, but just, you know, I didn't want to kind of roll off, and then, yeah, I just wanted to crack on and pull me into that second position.
Let's get your fastest lap. Chris Boyd, just tell me in my ears what his fastest lap is, because these riders love to know these things. You got it there on the screen for me?
121.306.
121.306 on the twin.
I'll take that.
Absolutely take that. What changes can you make to get that step, maybe? Because you stuck with him for a wee while, but his pattern just seemed to have just a wee bit more.
It's just... It's just the commitment into the corners. Do you know what I mean?
How's the arm?
Yeah, it's better now. Obviously, the twin's a little bit easier to ride and get tucked in quite well on that. And it, you know, it does. I had a few moments at the start of the race tipping in too early, but that's jumping off a big bike onto the twin. But it's just that commitment into the corners, and that's where he seemed to be gaining on me. Just like on the way into the corners, I was maybe a little bit more cautious. Just lost the toe on him a little bit.
When was the last time Defabet team were in here? Was that with Ivan?
Guess it would have been.
I think it would have been. I'm going to go and ask Danny Horn because he'll know. Miggy, Michael Evans, the team, the boys are all over there. They would buy you a drink, but you've got to race again tomorrow. Should we save it for the end of the week?
Yeah, we'll have to, won't we? Yeah.
Well done, son.
Thank you very much.
Well done. And we'll grab a word with Ben if we can. Dan, when was the last time you boys were in here? Was it with Ivan?
No, we're in with Josh Brooks.
In Josh, how many years ago was that? Three, four?
3 years ago.
It was 3 years ago, eh? He's happy, isn't he? Are you going to buy him some cake? Oh, for goodness me, won't be going any faster. Well done, Defabet team. Well done, guys. Yeah, with Josh Brooks it was. My memory sometimes plays me tricks. I was trying to think back. But Ivan, your old team has done you proud once again. So there we go, boys. The top three in the Metzler Super Twin Race 1.
Absolutely fantastic. Maiden podiums for Santon's Michael Evans and for Rob Hodson. Always great to get new guys on the podium at the TT, Mike.
It really is. I think, we talk a lot about a handful of riders winning TTs, and to see Rob Hodson and Michael Evans on the podium for the first time, absolutely brilliant.
It was close though for Hodson. We were looking for Paul Jordan. It ended up only being 1.7 seconds between them. Michael Dunlop won on the MD Racing pattern by 22.673 seconds in the end from Michael Evans on the Defabet Kawasaki. And then Rob Hodson third, 13.4 seconds down on Michael Evans and only 1.7 seconds ahead of Paul Jordan. Let's get down to Beth Espy.
I'm here with a smiling Lancelot Unisart and getting high fives all around. Talk us through your race.
Yeah, it was a great race. I enjoyed it. The 600, I've got some trouble on the setup. The bike's towing me around, so to actually try the bike is just mega.
And you got a big high five here from Dave Houston, obviously well known to this course. He did pretty well, didn't he?
I'm really impressed with him. From the moment he got on the bike, he's just gelled with it really, really well. Fast lap straight away. And just, yeah, battling nearly the top 20. And that, yeah, I'm just really impressed with it, lads. He's gone really well on that.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
There we are. Thank you very much, Beth. Lancelot Unisart there. So in fourth place was Paul Jordan. Then in fifth, climbing back to fifth, having slipped down to seventh, I think, at the bungalow, was Davey Todd on that Malenko by Padgett's pattern. And he was only 4.2 seconds down on Jordan in fifth. Then Dominic Herbertson was 1.9 seconds further back on his pattern in sixth, the Melbury pattern. Then Adam McLean on the Yamaha, he was 7.4 seconds down on Herbertson in seventh. Then Stefano Bonetti in eighth on the pattern. Barry Ferber on the Yamaha in ninth, and top 10 for Michael Rutter. The old boy still got it, you know. Michael Rutter on the R7 finishes 10th place. 11th for Michael Sweeney, 12th for Andrea Maiola, 13th for Alan Venter, and then Michael Russell in 14th, who is with Beth.
Yeah, he is 14th, coming up a number of places there. You seem to be limping a bit. You okay?
Oh, it's just old age, Beth. No, I'm fine. It was nice to actually get out, obviously, with the weather constraints. Gary and the team are doing really well to get everyone out today, so that's hats off to them. just two laps, but to be honest, we had a little bit of a braking issue. It was like binding on a little bit, so quite pleased it was only two laps. I think it was just progressively getting a little bit worse. But we'll have a look at it for the next race, and pleased just punch another finish. Shame about the big bike on the Pipeworks Kawasaki, but these things happen.
And what were conditions like out there? It seems much, much better down here now.
Yeah, do you know what? Actually, it wasn't too bad. A little bit windy on the... in fact, I don't know. That's a token thing to say. I don't think it actually was, to be fair.
You didn't even notice, did you?
No, I was too busy in living the dream, to be fair. Yeah, don't really care what it's like out there. I was just happy to see people cheering us on, so I appreciate those couple of guys that were waving us on, because I think they come and saw us in the paddock earlier and said, look, we've got the Zimmer frame ready for you when you stop, so it's all good.
Go and find it. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Beth. So that's Michael Russell, who's finished in 14th. Celebrations still happening down in the winner's enclosure. We will get to the podium as soon as they come up. In 15th place, Marcus Simpson on the Kawasaki. In 16th, Jonathan Getchy on the Aprilia. Also Aprilia, 17th, Daryl Tweed. 18th for Michael Ducoppel, Aprilia again. Victor Lopez on his pattern finishes in 19th. Then Sean Anderson on the Yamaha rounds out the top 20. In 21st place for Martin Morris. Good finish for Martin, that 21st. Then Julien Crenieau in 22nd. Lancelot Unisard, who we've spoken to, 23rd. Chris Moore is 24th. Paul Pochi-Williams, 25th. 26th for Paul Cassidy, 27th Sam Johnson, 28th for Andy Hornby, rounding out the top 30 are Mark Parrott and Wayne Bourget, and that'll be finish number 95 potentially for Mark Parrott. I think it is, maybe mid-97. Then Masuki Yamanaka finishes in 31st, and he is with Beth.
Certainly is looking very happy. How is that?
It's only two laps, but he enjoyed every bit.
Oh, wonderful. And it's just great to see you here. Lots of people out there waving you on.
Everybody's like supporting, it's pushing his harder, you know, faster. So he's really appreciated.
Wonderful. Great to see you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Brilliant to have Masayuki Yamanaka always at the TT. The final three finishes that we have listed for the race are Jack Fowler in 32nd place, Pete Murray in 33rd, and Maria Costello, MBE, rounds out the finishes in 34th. We should just reflect on that lap by Michael Dunlop. Conditions haven't been great. They haven't had many laps on the twins, really, across the whole event so far. So to be up near that lap record pace, he's right on it.
It really was. And when conditions are not as they would hope them to be out there, and again, when we've not had anywhere near enough time in practice week or as much as they would have liked to be on that sort of a pace, is fab.
Andy Hornby is with Beth, finished 28th.
He certainly is, finished 28th there. Andy, how did that live up to what you were hoping for today?
Well, it was nice to get out finally in the end, wasn't it? It's been a difficult day for everybody, I think. So in its two laps is probably not long enough for me, really. It takes me a little while to wake up, but it was nice out there. It was pretty windy on the mountain, but the course was great. It was dry, no issues really, so it's cleaned up quite nicely after the weather we had last night.
And as you say, I mean, it's a long day to hang around, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's been a bit like it this week, hasn't it? I think normally you have days where you're definitely not riding. I don't think anybody's had any days where they're definitely not riding because of mixing schedule or bumping sessions from one day to the next. So I think everybody's been ready every day.
And I've been asked to ask you by Wheatie, I think it is, if you're going out cycling with him and Julien Trummer tomorrow.
Who have you been asked by, sorry?
Wheatie or somebody? Wheat?
Oh, the Wheat Wagon.
Yeah,
he's, I mean, that's all he's interested in, so I'm going to bring my push bike with me. So I think we'll have a little chain gang and do some miles tomorrow, I think. You have a day off.
Great to talk to you, Andy.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks very much, Beth, with Andy there. So we're waiting on the riders. They are being brought up into pit lane now. I think Michael Dunlop is just having photos taken, so we won't be far away from the podium as we continue to reflect on the Super Twin Race 1. It was a shame for Davey Todd, because that Milenko by Padgett's bike has clearly got good pace. He just hit whatever that problem was, we don't know, on that final lap.
Yeah, and he seemed to spend quite a lot of time on the road with Adam McLean, the going backwards and forwards. I don't know if there was a bit of a battle going on, or it was just the fact that, you know, Davey caught Adam up and then had a problem. Adam was a bit able to get back past him, and Davey caught him again and passed him on the road. So interesting to see that. It'd be maybe there was a bit of an issue, but we'll hopefully get a chat to Davey at some point and find out.
And in terms of the manufacturers, we've got in the top seven, we've got Patton, Kawasaki, Aprilia and Yamaha all represented. So great that all the different manufacturers coming into this class, they're all getting leading results. But right now, I think we're just about ready for the podium, Chris.
Yeah, we certainly are. It's the Metzeler Super Twin race number one. And Luke Nichols, who's the sales manager of Metzeler UK, will be going up to the awards. Luke, off you go up to the podium, sir. Give him a round of applause in the grandstand. I know the temperature's dropped quite a bit, but hey, things are going on at the TT that'll warm your hearts, including this. Ladies and gentlemen, in third position, riding the SMT Pattern S1R, his first Isle of Man TT podium for number 15, Rob Hodgson. Well done, Rob. Makes his way up those steps for the first time at the TT. And we're getting his laurel wreath over his neck, and we're getting the champagne a little bit later on. And in second place on the Daffabet Racing Kawasaki ER6F, number five, his first TT podium, Michael Evans. That is not a bad way to spend your 32nd birthday, folks, is it? Should we give him a happy birthday? Happy birthday! Well done, Michael. And the winner, with now 48 TT podiums on the MD Racing Pattern S1R, 31 TT wins for Michael Dunlop! And Michael will get his hands on the lightweight TT trophy for the Metzeler race. Number one shakes hands with the boys, gets the laurel wreath over his neck, gets the champagne and gets the lightweight TT trophy. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Michael Dunlop. And ladies and gentlemen, please now be upstanding if you're able for the anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time on this race day, round of applause for Rob Hodgson, Mikey Evans, and 31 times a TT winner, Michael Dunlop, as we get to the champagne. And the boys either side of him, they're going to enjoy this moment. Here we go, Rob's first, squirt in Mikey's face, and then on, covered in the fizzy stuff. Well done to the three riders. Thanks to Luke also from Metzeler.
Keep up to date with Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website, motorsport.manxradio.com, your one-stop shop for news, travel, road closures and racing schedules. You can also step into Manx Radio 1368's 60-year motorsport archive, including interviews with your favourite riders, race highlights from yesteryear and our collection of motorsport videos and podcasts. motorsport.manxradio.com, the home for motorsport on the Isle of Man, from the best biking station in the world, Manx Radio 1368.